Alternatives to employer health insurance. Raise employee pay by switching to health share plans and slash or health reimbursement arrangements. This article will give business owners some practical, actionable ideas for alternatives to employer health insurance. Reduce your company's skyrocketing health benefits costs by helping employees switch to money-saving health share plans and through innovative uses of health reimbursement arrangements, HRAs. You and your business could save thousands of dollars per employee per year while still providing the benefits workers want and need. The problem, according to a Mercer report, the average per employee cost of group medical insurance coverage will increase by 5.6% on average per year. Over the next 3 years, 70% of employers reported expect moderate to significant increases in employee health, according to Willis Tower Watson. Meanwhile, the unsubsidized cost of Affordable Care Act marketplace plans is increasing by around 10%, according to the Kaiser Family Foundation. As renewal season approaches, many employers are pulling out the green eye shades, looking for ways to reduce healthcare expenditures without leaving employees hanging out to dry. Small businesses are already floundering, and lower-income families are struggling even more. Employers in higher-wage industries and less labor-intensive sectors have some wiggle room. Their employees can handle some additional cost-sharing if need be. But employers in lower-wage industries and their employees are caught in a suffocating affordability squeeze. Households under 200% of the federal poverty line already spend a whopping 62% of their discretionary incomes on healthcare costs, including insurance premiums, deductibles, copays, OTC medications, and other out-of-pocket expenses. If we don't do something to change course, lower-wage workers may wind up spending 70 to 75% of their discretionary income on medical expenses, according to a McKinsey study. Medical expenses aren't very discretionary, and as far as employers are concerned, the passage of the Affordable Care Act nearly 13 years ago didn't make health insurance very affordable for employers at all. Clearly, reliance on the traditional employer-based group health insurance model isn't working. It's just not sustainable for many employers, nor workers, who are seeing their share of premiums, deductibles, and copays rise year after year. As costs continue to rise, many employers have found a better way. Alternatives to employer health insurance solution. Walk away from group health, one solution. Ditch the group health plan altogether. Instead, many companies are empowering their employees to make their own decisions. In lieu of a group health insurance plan, they're giving their employees the cash they need to choose and purchase the insurance coverage of their choice. Why does that make sense? Because as long as their employer does not offer a group health plan, workers may qualify for big subsidies when they buy their own plans as individuals. With traditional group health insurance plans, in contrast, employers and their workers must pay the entire cost. When you migrate employees from group health plans to the individual marketplace, you are also effectively shifting much of the costs from your own books and from your own employees back to the government. Taking advantage of ACA individual health insurance subsidies, last year's American Rescue Plan Act and this year's Inflation Reduction Act expanded the number of households who can qualify for Affordable Care Act subsidy to help them pay health insurance premiums. These subsidies, technically called advanced premium tax credits, actually help make health insurance much more affordable for many people. Furthermore, the Biden administration recently changed the way eligibility for these credits is calculated. Under the old rules, eligibility phased out at 400% of the federal poverty line. This effectively meant a family of four with a household-adjusted gross income of $106,000 was ineligible. The government recently lifted that income cap. Now households can generally qualify for a subsidy to the extent that the total health insurance premiums for a benchmark silver policy in a given area exceed 8.5% of income. Today, the U.S. Department of Health estimates that nearly 80% of households qualify for a subsidy to help them pay for an individual marketplace health insurance policy. So employers of lower and middle income workers have an opportunity to extend a terrific safety net to most employees and their families and save a lot of money at the same time by dropping group health. With alternatives to employer health insurance, you can give your workers a raise. Instead, they are simply providing the cash workers need to buy the health plan of their own choosing, whether it's an Affordable Care Act plan with a subsidy or a low-cost health sharing membership. In most industries, the vast majority of workers' households would pay much less for a subsidized ACA policy than they do for the employee contribution to your group plan. This can be a win-win for both employers and employees alike. Employers get some relief from the high cost of sponsoring a group health insurance plan. Workers are empowered to choose their own health insurance plan based on their own specific situation.